Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. My name is Jonathan. When troubles follow you like storm clouds, where do you run? The winds are picking up, kicking dust into your eyes. The earth trembles and quakes, and the ground begins to split beneath your feet. The riverbeds run dry while the streets are flooded. Everything is going wrong, and you know you're not totally innocent. Is there any place you can go for help? Take a few deep breaths and relax your muscles from the tension these storms might bring. And hear what the prophet Nahum wrote. The Lord is good. A refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him. In the midst of it all, in whatever wild storm you're facing, God is still good. What storm are you facing right now that you need shelter from? Whether the storms you're facing now are the result of your own sin and mistakes, or the result of someone else's bad choices, or simply the result of living in a broken world, God is ready to be your shelter. Choose to put your trust in Him and let Him show you the strength of His love. Take a moment to rest in this truth. You are deeply loved by a good God. Allow that truth to be the safe, secure shelter you rest in now as we enter a time of deeper meditation. Let's pray. Mighty God, you are my refuge and my strength, my ever-present help in times of trouble. I will not fear the storms that swirl around me. I know that even when chaos and destruction seem to be winning, you are with me. You will bring peace, and you will be exalted on the earth. Today, I choose to run to you with my fears, my worries, and all the problems I encounter. I trust that you will be my shelter and care for me. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Imagine standing outside as a storm begins. Ahead of you, you see a shelter, a safe place where you will stay dry and protected. As you leave the storm for the shelter, what changes in your body? You stop shivering. The wind doesn't push at you. You grow warm and you relax. Your breathing slows and steadies. Your body knows it's safe. Feel this change in your body now. In this safe place, take a few moments to search your heart and confess to God any sins you find. Are there temptations you've given into? Sinful desires you've indulged, ways you've been selfish or arrogant, confess them to God. God forgives you through Christ Jesus. Let God's perfect love cast out any fear you find in your heart. Embrace the forgiveness He offers as your shelter from the storm. Now, listen as I read Nahum 1:7 in the English Standard Version. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him. As I read that verse again, listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him. Pause and reflect with God on the words you heard. God is good. The Hebrew word for good is often used in the Old Testament to describe that which is working the way it's supposed to and bringing forth life. God is good. God is whole and holy and is bringing restoration, new life, His kingdom to earth. How have you seen God's goodness in the world? Listen again to Nahum 1:7 in the Amplified Bible. The Lord is good, a strength and stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows, He recognizes, cares for, and understands fully those who take refuge and trust in Him. God's shelter is not just a roof over your head keeping the rain off. God offers you exactly the kind of shelter that you need because He knows you. What specific kind of shelter do you need from God right now? Perhaps your first tendency is to run away from God when you're in trouble. Especially if you feel guilty, perhaps you tend to try to hide from God when life gets difficult. What are some of the other things or people you tend to turn to for shelter instead of turning to God? Take a moment to declare to God your intention to turn to Him for shelter, rather than placing your trust in anyone or anything else. Listen one more time to Nahum 1:7 in the New Living Translation. The Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust in Him. Imagine being in the crowd when the prophet Nahum starts speaking about God being a jealous and avenging God. Those words don't sound very good, but then he says, "The Lord is slow to anger, but great in power." How do you feel as you hear this description of God? He continues, "The mountains quake before him, and the hills melt away. The earth trembles at his presence, the world and all who live in it. Who can withstand his indignation? Who can endure his fierce anger?" As you look at the people around you in the crowd, perhaps you wonder what sins have evoked God's anger. Evil makes God angry, because he knows what it does to his beloved children. What are some of the results of sin that you see in your own life? Suddenly, Nahum's voice changes. This fearsome God, he says, is not a God you have to fear. The Lord is good, he says, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. How do you respond to this promise? When you trust in God, Nahum says, you don't have to fear his wrath. Instead, you can be sure that he will care for you. How does this change the way you see God? God of goodness and mercy, you are my shelter, my help, and my salvation when storms swirl around me. Thank you for never leaving me or forsaking me. Thank you for bringing peace. Today I choose to run to you with my fears, my worries, and all the problems I encounter. I trust that you will be my refuge and care for me. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, amen. When all around you threatens to give way, God remains. His goodness is everlasting. Rest here in that promise for as long as you like. And as you go, carry with you the assurance that God is your refuge. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.